I'm gonna go out on a limb here, and I'm gonna go so far as to say that you are a fucking monster. And I'm gonna tell you why. Because you choked that girl out, shoved her head into that bathtub until she drowned. Then you politely and quietly grabbed your and you fled the scene. And then you sit here and cry crocodile tears about doing it.
This is 36-year-old Brandon Garrett. On the morning of May 1st, 2019, his wife, Jessica Sullivan, was found dead in her bathtub from what appeared to be strangulation and drowning. 3 days prior to her death, Jessica called her sister and told her that she had made Brandon move out after he broke down their apartment door and strangled her. Brandon claimed he didn't remember doing it, but he left anyways and began staying with a friend from work. When Jessica didn't appear for her shift at work, the police were called and a welfare check was done on her home. After they found Jessica's body, the police asked Brandon to come in and give his statement.
And when I woke up this morning, I just remember waking up like around early, like 3, and I just felt this cold feeling in my body, and I just texted her, like, are you okay? What's going on? And I got no response. I got no responses. I've been texting her all day. I've been calling her. I know her, so instead of me, I stopped messaging. I stopped calling her. So I was like, well, let me just check and see if she's at work. So I called Fletcher and Noelle, said she wasn't there.
Called him?
Fletcher and Noelle. She worked at the Olive Garden right here in Alvin.
Okay.
She's a to-go specialist. I talked to them on the phone.
And when did you talk to them on the phone?
This morning, like early, like after it was, but she has to be there at 9. Mm-hmm. But I remember, I think the first phone call around there was like around 10, because I checked to see if she's at work. When they told me that she wasn't there, they were just like, yeah, that's not like her. She does not show up. So my second option was, okay, I know that we had discussions about the kids being having a perfect attendance at school. So I called the school to see if the kids went to school. When they told me the kids weren't in school, I knew something was wrong. I was calling her mom. Her mom was like, just give her time. Just give her time. So I'm just like, I don't know. But, and then this afternoon, I finally sucked it up. I was like, you know what? I just hope her car's gone. Because if her car's gone, it means she's not home. I mean, she didn't do what I think she did. So I called Ashley in the office. Well, I just called the front office, but Ashley answered the phone. And I said, can you do me a favor? Can you please go check to see if my wife's car is in the parking spot at 1502? But she said, okay. And then I think that's when you called me back.
Okay. So the last time that you spoke to her on the phone was?
Last time I spoke to her on the phone was, what is today? It was Tuesday. Tuesday evening. It had to have been like around 9-ish. I don't remember exactly what time it was, but she asked me to FaceTime her, and then she FaceTimed me.
And where were you at?
I was in the trade apartment, but Blueprint.
Brandon tells the detectives that he's been staying with a coworker since his fight with his wife 3 days prior. Earlier that day, before the body was discovered, Brandon claims that he was going to admit himself to get help for his bipolar and manic depressive disorder. Before going in, he called Jessica to tell her what he was doing, and when she didn't answer, he began to worry.
Today, you were trying to get a hold of her all day, and you started calling the school, calling the apartment complex, calling her mom. If you thought something was wrong, why didn't you drive to Alvin to check on her?
Because the last time I saw her in person, she was afraid. I didn't want to see that.
Right.
I was just afraid. I didn't want to make my situation that I like do with this more. I didn't want to make it worse. So I was just trying to get other people to go over there, like, and not meet myself personally. I'll talk to them at work. I try to get them to send coworkers over to the house or something like that. But I've been calling other people to do it. Her mom wasn't answering the phone. I assumed that her mom was, because her mom's a professor at U of H. Clear Lake. So I figured she was in meetings on classes. That's why she stopped answering. Or she didn't reply to me.
You figured she was what?
She was in classes or meeting. So I mean, that's the reason why. That's why I didn't come down here, because I've been in a situation before which made it would make it worse. Even if I didn't do anything at the particular point in time, I just didn't want to make the situation worse. She was already feeling.
I understand that, but when you called the school and figured out the kids weren't there, which is by your own words, not a normal thing.
Right.
They had perfect attendance.
I thought that she took off and left.
But still, I'm trying to wrap my mind around why you wouldn't. Regardless of how she felt, you want to check on your kids. Because I know if I was in that situation and my wife was mad at me, and we had just gotten into a disagreement, and she didn't want to see me, she ain't gonna keep me from my kids. She's not gonna keep me from checking on my kids. That's not gonna happen.
Her words as far as the girls, because the girls aren't allowed to mine. I'll say to my girl, but she was like, we'll get into it and she'll end up taking it back. But she will always say, those really aren't, at the end of the day, they're not your kids, they're mine. So if I wanted to do something and take them, you have no say so on the right. You have no legal guardianship over them, even though we're married. You don't, they have fathers.
I understand that too. I have two stepchildren. I realize at the end of the day, my wife can basically do whatever she wants. Mm-hmm. But I love those kids
exactly.
as well. Exactly. So if something was going on in my mind where I thought something may be wrong, regardless of her feelings about whether I was their father or not, or what role I played in their life, because I love those kids, I'd still check on them.
And that's why I was calling the school and trying to see if they were at school or whatever. That's why I was calling. But the reason I did not come to Alvin is because I did not want to say, for instance, she was at the house and I show up and now the girls are there. Like, I didn't want her to be scared and acting like that in front of the girls. So that's why I didn't come. Like, I was thinking about them. That's why I didn't come.
What do you think happened to her?
I don't know. I mean, I thought the other detective was the one that took my phone and everything. I thought he was you. I couldn't recognize the voice, and now I'm listening to your voice. It's the same, but I have to mean, like, am I going to be able to see her?
Are you going to be able to see her?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, I want to see my wife.
I'm not gonna lie to you and tell you that you're gonna be able to or not. I don't know that.
Besides the fact that Brandon has shown little emotion after finding out his wife was dead, he hasn't asked how she died. When they told him to come in for questioning, he was only told that she was dead and nothing more. The detective is about to tell him how they found his wife's body.
Well, she was found face down in a full bathtub. That's how she was found. And she didn't just fall in that bathtub. She didn't put herself down in that bathtub. Face was in the bathtub and the other half of her body was outside of the bathtub. So you can imagine how that looks. So if we're being honest, and it's not you, if you didn't have anything to do with it, then who did? You're her husband. You know her contacts, her friends.
I don't know her. I don't know a lot of her friends.
She didn't do it to herself. Those two little kids in that apartment didn't do it to her.
This is your opportunity to be honest.
I've been honest with you the whole time.
Know what's going on.
I've been honest with you the whole time. I've been honest with you the entire
time. I don't think you have been honest.
I have, yes.
Because for one, 95% of this time that we've been talking to you, you haven't looked at us. You stared at the ground the whole time. You've only looked when you want to see our reaction to things that you say. That's the only time that you've looked at us. Yes.
That's not true, sir.
Yes, sir, it is. This is not my first rodeo. No, it's not yours. But there's things that we look for that are indicative that someone's not telling us the truth. So far, man, you've been spot on almost every one of them.
I have a problem with that.
So this is your opportunity. Maybe you made a mistake. Maybe something bad happened. Maybe y'all had an argument. We don't know. We need you to fill in those details. But if you want to play games, and if you want to say that I don't know what happened, I wasn't there, and later on we get results from the autopsy, we get your cell phone records, you get all this evidence that says otherwise, it's not going to be good for you, man. And that's the thing, man. He's right. The truth is going to come out one way or the other. And whether you give us your version of events now, which I'm going to be honest with you, I don't believe. But we've got a mother of two little girls here. We're not going to stop until we find out what happened to her. So this is not going to go away. You can sit here. You can tell us that you were at work or you stayed with a friend or, you know, you called all these people, you know, checking on your wife, yet at no point did you attempt to check on your wife. You went through all other means. But we will find out what happened. And I'm not trying to be a jerk to you, man. There also comes a time where you gotta own up to what happened. Start over.
Brandon spends the next 30 minutes looking at the ground while the detective explains that he needs to be honest. At one point, Brandon says that he knew about a man that had been trying to date Jessica, but she turned him down, and maybe he could be the killer. The detectives immediately shoot down this idea and continue to accuse Brandon of being the murderer.
That's what you want to stick with? Let me recap it for you. You stayed with a friend last night. Last time you saw her was Monday. You called everybody but her to check on her.
That part not true.
You never came to town to check on her, yet you were so worried about her. And when the police finally called you, told you that she had died, you just drive around in circles instead of coming to talk to us. That's what you're going with. That's what you want to go with.
Without his confession, the detectives were forced to let him go and continue their investigation. Brandon's phone record showed that his phone had been near Jessica's apartment on the night of the murder. With more evidence against Brandon, the police brought him in again, and he was interviewed by two different detectives.
Well, let me just tell you this. I'm sorry for your loss. I'm sorry that you found yourself in this position. I can't go so far to say that you're a victim of circumstances, but I wish that we weren't here. I wish you weren't here. I wish that Jennifer was, Jessica was still alive. That's how I truly feel about all of this. But unfortunately, I got to be involved, and we got to be involved just by the nature of what's taking place. Our job is to do a couple things, and one of them is find out what happened. And if we already know what happened, then we got to find out why it happened, you know, and how it happened. And a lot of times, if we know what happened, we know how it happened. But sometimes the hardest part is finding out why it happened, you know. If, for example, and I'm going to give you a scenario here. If a guy breaks into a store and he steals a bunch of cigarettes, cartons and cartons of cigarettes, and then he gets arrested as he's coming out of the store. Okay, as far as anybody's concerned, we got a burglar. Guy came in, he stole a bunch of cigarettes, we caught him in the act. But what we don't know is why. And everybody's going to say, why do you need money to buy dope? But that's not necessarily all the reasons that people steal or do burglaries. I've been doing this long enough that I know a lot about it. Sometimes people are trying to pay for things. Sometimes people don't want to get evicted. Sometimes people don't want to lose their cars. Sometimes people want to put food on the table for their families. And they get so desperate because they can't find work, or they can't get work, or they can't find any other ways of means to money, so they steal stuff so they can sell it or pawn it or whatever, get that money. So there's always another side to the story. There's always another reason that things do what they do, people do what they do, or the reason things happen the way they happen. I personally think that if there's a judge or a jury or there's other people making judgments, that they need to know the whole story. Okay, so you telling me everything that happened Sunday is getting us almost there as far as what happened Sunday. In those regards.
Yeah, totally right.
But it's not complete, okay? I know enough about bipolar, I know enough about depression, that we really don't black out. We don't really fly in a rage. People use that expression a lot, and when they use that expression, it doesn't really mean what people interpret it to mean, okay? Sometimes when people black out, they basically mean that they did something, they were aware they did it, they just didn't have any control over themselves. So they use the expression blacked out. And so when you sit here and tell me that you blacked out, I've got to take that with a grain of salt. You know what I'm saying? I can't accept that explanation. You see what I'm saying? You don't have to answer to me, but you know eventually you're gonna have to answer to a couple people. One of them might be a judge, one of them might be a jury of 12 people, but the other one's definitely God. Do you agree? Do you believe in God?
Yes, sir.
I do too. So we know at some time in our life, above anybody and beyond anything else in this world, that's one of the people we're going to have to answer to. But the first immediate thing is going to be a judge or a jury. And there's enough experts out there that know a lot more about this kind of stuff than I do that are not going to accept the expression or the explanation of blacking out. Now, if you did something, you had no control over your emotions, that's understandable. But to say that you don't remember any of it, nobody's going to buy into that.
Well, that particular part, I'm not omitting that. That's what basically got us. I mean, that's what the warrant and stuff was for.
Right, right.
I'm not.
I know you're not denying it happened, but to say that you blacked out and you don't remember anything, that is not the truth.
Well, I don't remember exactly.
Okay, hold on. I'm trying to explain to you that that's not the truth, and you know it's not the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and you know that I know that it's not the whole truth. You see what I'm saying?
The detective is referring to the act of domestic violence that took place prior to Jessica's death. Brandon claims that because of his mental health issues, he doesn't remember attacking his wife, The detective is hoping that if he can get Brandon to admit he remembers, he will be one step closer to getting him to confess to the murder as well.
I don't have an exact account of what happened. The only thing I remember from it is...
Well, let me give you some help real quick, okay? There's no way she could have known that you shouldered the door.
But she said she was looking out the blinds when I was doing it.
There's no way she could have seen that you shouldered the door, okay?
My shoulder hurts, so...
Well, that's the only person who knows the shoulder hurt is you, right? So tell me what happened in your words, not in hers.
I hit the door with my shoulder and I came in and she walked towards me and I started choking.
So how were you choking her that day?
Just with my hands and we tripped over the ottoman.
Where is her neck in relation to where you are? Man, she's much shorter than you.
She was five,
where would your hands be right now if they were when you were choking her?
Like here.
About that level?
Yes.
Okay. So how did you hold her neck?
Just like this.
With your thumbs in the okay. So at some point she said, "Babe," and then you snapped out of it.
I don't believe it for a long time. We tripped over the ottoman. That's why we fell. So we tripped over the ottoman. That's why I fell on top of her. And she said, "Babe," and that's when I stopped. And then I just backed up and I was just in disbelief for what just happened.
Did she tell you she couldn't breathe?
She said afterwards, she just said, "I couldn't breathe." Not during, but afterwards, right. She said, "I couldn't breathe." And I was like, "No, I'm sorry." She was like, "Just let me just go to my mom's and everything cooled down." And that's when she was like, "I'm sorry I did that." As far as, you know, saying things, that's no excuse. I never say it as an excuse. I mean, words hurt, but...
Now that they have Brandon admitting that he remembered attacking Jessica, it's time to move on to the murder itself. The detectives begin with the usual, "We already know you did it. We just want to know why."
I'll give you, for instance, let's say, and I'm no disrespect to Jessica, but let's say you go to a bar, and I'm just making this up, and you walk into a bar and you see a guy snuggling up next to Jessica, okay? And you get pissed and you walk out, you don't confront. You get home and you're like, "Babe, where were you at?" And Jessica's like, "I was at work." No, you're home late. I worked late. Y'all are gonna have some issues, right? Now let's say you could confront her, same scenario. But she says, "Babe, I had a tough day at work. I went and gave me a couple drinks. There was some ass at the bar who was snuggling next to me. I pushed him away. I said, 'Get away.' We had some few drinks." You're probably, she told you the truth, you're probably going to be okay, right? Same thing with the court system. People are people. Judge, jury, DA's office on why something was done and why people lie. I've seen some good people, tens of thousands of people I've talked to over the years that are good people that sit in that same chair, but they lie. And they lie because they think they need to. That person that may be a good person now looks like this monster, right? There's going to be some issues, kind of like with you and Jessica, because she lied about the bar thing. As opposed to the good person saying, this was it. I made this mistake because of this mental health breakdown I had. Or because of something this person did. She came at me with a knife. She came at me. I don't know. I can't always put together why. I can put together what. But it does make a difference on why people do stuff. There's no question here about what happened at all. It's just the why. I can't ever get inside Brandon's head and say why something happened. You're the person that has to say that.
We all want to believe that there's good in people. No one wants to believe, like Detective White said, that there are monsters in the world. So if you're a monster, you're a monster. If you're not a monster, then you need to tell us that you're not a monster. I believe you. I believe you 100% when you tell me that. I believe that your mental illness, your lack of being on your medication, the emotions, the fact that you were going to lose a wife and maybe a family again.
Why One of the detectives shows Brandon pictures of his license plate from the surveillance footage taken near Jessica's apartment. When Brandon sees these pictures, his story changes to, "I just went over there to grab a bag, and then I left."
So you're telling me, let me get this straight, because this is what a quarter judge and jury would hear. You're telling me that there was no screaming match. You're telling me that there was no argument. So what you're telling me is you snuck in there and killed her. What you're telling me is you snuck in there and killed her like a serial killer would. You're not telling me you did it out of sudden passion, which is a defense. You didn't do it out of sudden passion. You didn't do it out of anger. You did it because you're evil. That's what you're telling me. Because there's no doubt what you did. So you're not. You did. There was no sudden passion. There was no. Can I tell you this? He has seen me angry. We've worked a lot of stuff over the years, and we're pretty close. And he has seen me lose it and do something in sudden passion. Everyone does. Is my point. I have. He has. Everyone can get angry. Not to that point, but everyone can get angry, including you. People can understand someone that loses in anger. People can't understand someone that sneaks in and kills someone while they're sleeping.
I don't believe he did that.
I don't either. And that's what I'm trying to get you from.
That's all we got. That's the only thing that we can present at this moment. Because you're...
I don't believe that.
You're not even telling us.
I don't believe you're that evil. I don't. But...
You know what? Let me tell you something. The district attorney of Brazoria County is a woman. And whenever there's a female victim involved, she is a strict dad. And I'm going to tell you right now, that's how you're going to be presented, as an evil person. Well, I don't believe you are. Detective White doesn't believe you are. But you're telling us that's what happened. Was this on purpose or was it accidental? Just give me that much. Was it on purpose or accidental? Brandon, was it on purpose or accidental? Brandon, don't hide behind your hands. Was it on purpose or accidental? Brandon, was it on purpose or accidental? You know, it makes all the difference in the world, don't you? Brandon, was it on purpose or accidental?
You all right?
Brandon, was it on purpose or accidental?
She told me to.
I can't hear you.
She told you to.
Who told you to? Brandon, look at me for a second. Brandon, look at me. Brandon.
Who told
me? Tell me, answer this.
She told
was it on purpose or accidental? Was it on purpose or accidental?
She said she didn't want to live anymore.
She said she didn't want you anymore?
She didn't want to live anymore.
She didn't want to live anymore.
She didn't want to take care of a girl that she didn't need to live no more.
Saying she wanted you to, she wanted you to kill her?
She said her family disowned her.
You said her family disowned her?
She said that's all she had. Was her family and me.
Was it intentional or was it accidental?
It was accidental. I didn't.
So how did it happen accidentally?
I guess she was from the injury prior on Monday, or Sunday night, excuse me. Sunday night, it was. She pressed her hand against mine. I mean, her neck against my hand.
On Tuesday? She pressed her neck against your hands on Tuesday? Tell me what happened then. Let's go back to when you walked in the door. Tell me what happened.
I walked in the door. And we were speaking and she was crying.
You walked in the door and what? I couldn't hear you, sir.
She was crying.
Please sit up.
She was crying. Yeah, okay. And then what happened?
Crying. She kept saying repeatedly she didn't want to live no more.
She was saying she didn't want to live anymore?
She kept saying her family disowned her. We were going to disown her. She took me back and she said she loved me. And she, like, I've done everything for her.
So what happened?
She was sitting by the restroom and still standing eventually, but I was sitting beside the bed, on my side of the bed, talking to her. And my side of the bed is the side with the big nightstand. I don't know if you were in there. If you're looking at the bed, the left side of the bed, mm-hmm. on my side.
Okay.
And I was sitting on that side and we were talking. And she was saying she don't want to lose me, she said, but she just doesn't want to live anymore. And I was like, what do you mean you don't want to live anymore? And she walked over, picked my hand up, and walked me to where the restroom, and it was already water in the bathtub. And I was like, I'm thinking she would take it back. She was like, no.
You were thinking what?
I mean, it was water in the bathtub, so I was like thinking, she doesn't take a bath. That was weird when she takes showers. So I felt like that was weird already. So, and I was like, well, what's wrong? And she looked in the mirror, and I just, the look on her face, she was crying. Like, I've never seen her cry so hard and so much. But she put my hand on her neck, and she said, I don't want to live anymore. And she started squeezing. And she was saying that.
She started squeezing what?
She started squeezing my hand. At first, they were just sitting here like that. Because I was trying to snap it down, and she was like, no, and I didn't want to snap. She said, don't. And I put my hands up, and she said, she just started squeezing my hand. She said, do it. And she stood there, and she said, do it. And she said, finish what you started, because I can't live anymore.
How long did you squeeze her neck?
Not long at all.
What would be your guess?
Probably not even a minute.
So what happened then?
Well, she kind of like fainted and fell in the tub.
And then what happened?
And then, I don't have to, like, she didn't move. It's like she was already gone. And it wasn't even that long.
So then what happened?
I just left the apartment. She told me to do it. I didn't think it was going to happen. I didn't do it long enough for it to happen. I don't think I did.
You want a glass of water or something?
Mm-hmm. Can you do me a favor? Can you leave? Can you show me on this box how hard you squeezed your neck? Just squeeze it. I don't care if you crush the box. I don't care if you crush it. Show me how hard you squeezed it.
Probably like that much.
That's that. You can crush that box as much as you want. I don't care.
It's probably like this. I felt that. I think she already had a bruise from when I first did it. And
Sunday.
I think I hit that bruise or whatever. I did something because I felt like this real low. Like
it's. Was it just like that? Is that how you're doing it? Is that as hard as you squeeze?
We're getting glasses right now.
Yes, you heard that correctly. A mother of two children told the man that recently assaulted her that she didn't want to live anymore because she couldn't be with him. She then takes that man into the bathroom and demands he take her life. Of all the possible scenarios a killer can come up with, this has to be the dumbest. The detectives are just as shocked as you are, so they leave the room to go over the next set of questions.
So let me ask you something. With that being said, when she stopped breathing and fell into the bathtub, why did you leave?
I just didn't know. I just remember her saying she didn't want the girls to know I was there. And it just...
Wait a minute, what was that? You left because...
I remember her saying that she didn't want the girls to know that I was there.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't want the girls to be scared to automatically, know that I was there and it happened. I didn't want the girls to.
So she stopped breathing and fell in the tub, and you snuck out because of the kids. Are you listening to the words that are coming out of your mouth?
I
Did that make any sense to you?
It sounds stupid, but that's what was going through my mind.
I think the word I would use is preposterous. Because if I loved a woman, like you say you loved her, which I do, and even in a fight or something, and she stopped breathing, I could care less if I got arrested. I would be there to try to save her life. I would at the very least call 911 if I had no clue what to do. I would try CPR, I would try mouth to mouth, I would get her out of that tub, I'd pull her out on the ground. But you didn't do any of that. You didn't do one little thing once she stopped breathing, except dropped her into the tub. You know what I think? I think you pinned her in the tub and you choked her. And she sucked in some water and she drowned. Because you know what we got from the autopsy? You want to know what we got from the autopsy? One of the things we got from the autopsy is she has water in her lungs. You know what that means? That means she was alive when her head went underwater. She was alive and breathing, making an effort when her head went underwater. So your story about her pressing her hands, your hands to her throat, and then passing out and falling into the tub, doesn't hold water. It doesn't cut it. And I bet you I can find a 15-year-old high school student that could hear that story and tell you the same thing. So we're going to step back to where we were a minute ago and ask you, are you somebody that's sick or are you a monster? And at this point, based on what you're telling me, I believe you're a monster. I believe my perception of you up to this point has been incorrect. Because if I hit my wife, the woman that I love, the one woman that's brought children, my children in this world, and she fell headfirst into the bathtub, as soon as I got her out of that tub and started CPR, I'd be dialing that phone, calling 911. Get me a damn ambulance over here. Somebody help me. Somebody call 911. She cannot die. I cannot let her die. But you did. You let her fall in that tub. You held her head down underwater until she drowned and suffocated. And then you snuck out of the house so the girls wouldn't know you were there.
That's not what.
The problem is, people know you were there. I'm gonna go out on a limb here, and I'm gonna go so far as to say that you are a fucking monster. And I'm gonna tell you why. Because you choked that girl out, shoved her head into that bathtub until she drowned. Then you politely and quietly grabbed your shit and you fled the scene. And then you sit here and cry crocodile tears about doing it. Because she told you to do it. Not only did she tell you to do it, she made you do it. She grabbed those big 6 foot, whatever you are, 300 and whatever pounds you are, and pressed your hands around her throat until she suffocated, until she strangled to death, and fell in that tub and drowned. You know what crocodile tears are? That's like the absence of tears. Grief, you can't fake it. You sit here and cry, and not a damn tear came out of your face. You can't even be honest right now in this room and accept responsibility for what you did. You're going to sit there and lie bald-faced to two men that have a combined time in law enforcement of 62 years and try to convince us this little girl choked herself out with your hands and then fell in that bathtub and drowned.
I didn't say she choked herself out with my hands.
Huh?
I didn't say she choked herself out. I didn't think she did.
You're saying she pressed her hands in. And then she just blacked out. She fainted. And she fell in the tub.
But
she fell in the tub. You know what was in the bottom of that tub under her head? Blood. Blood. You know why there was blood? Because her face was hitting the bottom of that tub.
Oh,
Yeah.
No.
That's evidence, dude. I got pictures of that. Yeah. Yeah.
That's not what happened.
You might not be aware of it. That is what happened.
That's not what happened, sir.
Dude, don't sit here and tell me she fainted and fell in that bathtub.
That's not what happened.
And drowned.
That's not what happened, sir.
Then tell me what happened. Because it ain't what you told me a minute ago.
That's what happened.
That's not what happened. That's not what happened. Just stop. Just stop. Brandon, you know that's not what happened. And you know you have not convinced us. You know what? I'm going to cut Detective White out because he's a nice guy. He wants to give you the benefit of the doubt. But I am beyond that at this point. You're a cold-blooded killer. You choked that girl out, held her head underwater until she drowned and strangled, and then you left the house real quietly. You were so concerned about your own ass that you couldn't even call 911, that you couldn't try to resuscitate her, that you couldn't pull her head out of the water. No, because you know once her head went in that water, she was dead. Because you held it under there until she stopped moving. And now you're sitting in here trying to convince two detectives she fell in the bathtub.
The truth, there was some extreme violence there. Tell me about that. It was not some calm choking where it's not like the movies where it was a lovingly, hey, I want to die, let's die quietly. This wasn't a Twilight movie. This is extreme violence. Tell me what happened. What made you so angry? What did she do to make you so angry?
Well, before it happened, I was in the green. I was supposed to kill myself too. But I kept refusing to do it. And she basically saying, you know, talking about how I was nothing to her anyway, and I ruined her life, and you know, I was worthless to her. And then, angrily, that's when I did it. Angrily, I went ahead and did it.
Tell me what it is.
I choked her.
How? I know that, but how? Tell me that. Where were you at in the room?
Oh, in the spot.
In the spot. Now tell me about the tub.
In the tub, I was in the same spot, and then, like I said, the tub was full of water. And when she finally, because it was when I choked her, I didn't notice her. I noticed her eyes buck, but I didn't notice all the extra stuff going on.
And well, of course you didn't. But you're angry. You're out of control right now. Would you agree?
Yes, sir.
Would you agree that you're out of control?
Yes, sir.
So you're out of control. You're pissed off because she's telling you what again?
She told me that I was worthless anyway, and I ruined her life.
You're worthless. You ruined her life. She's telling you. You might as well die.
I was like, she's saying that I wasn't even man enough to give her what she wanted as far as.
You're not man enough to give her what she wanted. Like, when she's telling you this, is she right up in your face?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Did that make you get angry and grab her and choke her? Because if that is what happened, you need to tell the truth, man. Yep. You know that.
That, but that's why the reason why she said I wasn't even man enough to do it, to choke her. I mean, when she got in my face, I was just. I guess, right, so I guess, I mean, and I just got angry at the same time.
And what happened? Talk us through it.
I choked her as I was choking her in my arms, with my hands. And my arms were probably about like this. And I couldn't tell you how long it was in my mind. It might have been a minute, but it could have been longer because it was just a cloudy moment. And when her knees buckled, I just turned her around because she dropped, like her body weight just dropped, and I turned her around. Excuse me. And she fell in the tub, face down in the tub. But I didn't bang her head. I didn't do none of that. If the banging happened, it may have been because she hit her face on the tub as she fell in because she was
so when he
water splash.
I'm just making sure I'm getting it correct. What you're saying. So when you're choking her. When she went limp, you turned her around. And then when you turned her around, did you just kind of throw her to the tub in anger?
No, it wasn't anger. I let her fall because we backed up. Like, we were standing by
the way. Now your story's changing a little.
No.
Because before, when you said you were here, if you let her fall, she's not going to fall way over there in that tub. So it's changing a little bit.
Can I get up?
No. Sure.
Yeah. I was standing here. We started here. And when she were backing up towards it like this here.
While you're choking her, she's backing up.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Okay. That's what I was trying to tell you. We started here. And we backed up and went like, this is the toilet right here. And it's a tub. when she knew both of them, I asked you to fall, and I turned her around.
Why did you turn her around?
Because I didn't want her to, I mean, I was still thinking I didn't want her to hit her head on the back, because she would have fell back and put.
Why are you thinking that when you're trying to kill her? Whether she wanted it or whether you wanted it, you're trying to kill her. Would you agree?
Yes, sir.
Yes? So why would you be concerned about her hitting her head when you're trying to kill her?
Why would you be concerned with her hitting the back of the head then drop her face first into the bathtub?
Let me just say, just common sense. And tell me if I'm wrong. Is your concern so it didn't look like somebody murdered her? You're putting her in the... Why were you concerned about her hitting her head?
Because it was basically like, I was just trying to think... I mean, I don't know, to be honest with you. I have no idea. I don't know why I turned her around like that. I guess I just didn't want to look at her. I was afraid to look at her face anymore. Because when I saw her face, it just...
Would you admit that you committed a murder? I don't think you got to the point of remorse. I don't see any remorse here. I mean, and it has nothing to do with emotions. It has to do with fact that you can't admit it.
Let's say it. It's not.
Have you committed a murder? Did you kill Jessica? Well, let's start there. Did you kill Jessica? Is that a yes or a no?
Yes, sir.
In the end, Brandon would take the case to trial, and the jury would find him guilty of murder. Brandon was sentenced to life in prison for murdering his wife while her two daughters were asleep in their beds. What are your thoughts on this case? What do you think about a person who attacks someone who is much weaker than they are? Please share your thoughts in the comments below.